Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 209. Don't forget, Jazz Piano School 3.0, open enrollment September 28th, Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern. Check your inbox for details.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork. Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 209. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for always listening. Thank you for your support. As I said last week, I have some really exciting news. I told you guys, open enrollment for Jazz Piano School is going to be starting September 28th. September 28th, Monday at 6 a.m. is when we're going to send our email out for open enrollment, okay? And we're going to close Thursday, all our discounts, our bonuses, all the goodies and party things that go along with a launch, because it's a very exciting time, right? It's a very exciting time. So we like to celebrate. We like to give away a lot of stuff, a lot of goodies, a lot of boxes, a lot of bonuses. And that all that will be gone, including the pricing discounts, right? Will be gone Thursday, October 1st at 11:59 p.m. Thursday, October 1st. At 11:59 p.m. Okay, so Jazz Piano School 3.0. I shut down Jazz Piano School last October. It's almost been a year. Can you believe that? Now, I did that because inside, personally, my soul felt that I needed a stronger platform. There needed to be a stronger platform for Jazz Piano School in order to build on top, higher, right? Skyscrapers, they need very, very strong foundations. Same with jazz piano, learning jazz piano. You need a strong foundation to get really, really good. We didn't have that. So I had to close down Jazz Piano School and rebuild from the ground up. Essentially, we switched servers for all you techies out there, completely kind of moved all of our materials onto a different website with using a completely different educational plugin that we'd never tried before, okay, but it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Now, this allowed us to do so many things and implement so many new features. That's going to be absolutely fantastic, and it's getting close. It's getting pretty close to what I had envisioned initially when I started, and I'm so excited. It's taken so much work, honestly, a full year of just hours, 50, 60 hours, and I'm still working like a dog just right now to get everything together. So just to tell you a little bit about what to expect. So inside now, you're going to have your own complete educational profile, meaning you're going to be able to see your certificates, your badges, how far you've gone through all of our different types of courses. And again, it's Jazz Piano School is different, right? Because I built it for structure, direction, and organization. Okay, and I'm going to have a lot of amazing free trainings that I'm going to come out with before we launch. Okay, these are going to be completely free, and I'm going to walk you through everything about achieving your jazz piano dream, how you should follow the way that our system works, my system that I created, and why it's so successful, and how to implement it. Okay, so all this stuff, all these trainings I'm filming right now, I'm going to be releasing them before the launch. Okay, so definitely watch through them. But anyway, on the inside, we're different. Jazz Piano School is different because other websites, you buy individual courses. So, for example, Open Studio Network, they are selling, they sell different courses. Like Jeffrey Kieser has a course on jazz piano, harmonies. Peter Martin has a course on beginner basics. Adam Manis has a course on block chords, right? Now, this stuff is fantastic, guys. I talked to them, actually. I talked to their head, the guy who runs everything, and because I'm going to work to pair with them. I absolutely love them to death. I mean, they're absolutely fantastic. My vision, though, for structured and organized learning is different than almost everybody out there, and I truly am confident about it, and I believe that that's why it's so successful. But we don't release individualized courses like that. We have a curriculum. It's structured, it's organized. So essentially what happens is when these websites or these educators release individual courses, you immediately think, right, well, that looks great. I want to get that. So you buy it. And then you learn this tiny little chunk, this tiny little bit of jazz piano, right, about block chords, about harmonies from Jeffrey Keyser. Then you learn from Peter Martin about so-and-so, about beginner basics. Then you learn from another teacher, right? So by the time you're done, I mean, essentially what happens is the internet is a very powerful thing, but exacerbates the problem, which is there is no path. There is no structure. There is no direction. So essentially you are becoming the teacher. Even though the teachers are teaching you, you are essentially seeking out the materials that you think is cool, that you think you're ready for, that you think you want. Well, I mean that you do want, that you think at the point you're at in your journey right now, you need, right? But here's the thing, again, I keep saying this, you don't know. And that's not a knock against you. You're a student. You need a teacher to literally tell you what's next. You don't need a teacher to put out a random course and then have you decide whether you want to buy it or not. Does that make sense? Right? So what I do in Jazz Piano School is I literally tell you what you need next. I tell you where you are, first of all, in your journey. You can't go anywhere without knowing exactly where you are. Full assessment, we put you in a stage based on our assessment. Put you in the stage based on our assessment in the curriculum. There's 6 stages in our curriculum. Now from there, you start your journey. You literally have an exact path to follow. Guys, this isn't rocket science. Like, I think people, because of the way traditional materials have been, man, I got all sorts of notifications going off today. Jeez, I'm so sorry. Based on traditional methods of jazz piano education, right? Jazz piano has become, you know, kind of just like this smorgasbord. Like, it's kind of like a mysterious thing, right? And because it's developed out of storytelling, more storytelling, showing, copying, people start to believe that. They just believe that it is that. Like, it's just kind of this mysterious, like, intangible thing you can't really see or touch. But, like, as long as you keep buying courses, as long as you keep watching YouTubes, as long as you keep studying with different teachers, like, you'll get there eventually, right? But you don't really know. Like, you never really know if you're getting better. You're not really sure if you're practicing the right things. You may learn a bunch of stuff, but you don't really know how it connects. And you don't really know how to put things together. And then you start to take those things and you try to play tunes, but you don't really know how to play tunes. You don't know the process, but in some tunes, you can play a cool snippet in for like 1 measure, for 2 measures, for 3 measures. Or if you've learned transcriptions of tunes, you can obviously play those because they're notated. But when you flip over to open to a new tune, right, you can't play any new tunes because you haven't read any transcriptions, but you want to be able to play those new tunes on your own spontaneously, but you don't know how to do that because you don't have any jazz tools. Okay. You see where I'm going with this? It's like a ghost. It's like the process is a ghost, but guess what? It's not. I can tell you that with 100% certainty. It's not. There's a systematic process that I created and I put together, used myself, that I teach everybody in Jazz Piano School. It's a 6-stage curriculum accompanied by 2 other main sections, the lab and specialty courses, okay? But the curriculum is the big kahuna. It's the meat and potatoes. And then you get small upgrades in any specific area that you need. When you're on a journey, you can't go forever. You need to get off the highway. You need to get water. You need to gas. You need to refill. Maybe you need to fix your tire. Maybe you need to upgrade on your gas cap. Maybe you need to fix your engine. Maybe you need coolant. That's what the lab is for, right? But then guess what? After you do that, after you upgrade whatever skill set you need, guess what? You get back on the highway and you keep going because you have a map. You know exactly how to get there, right? And then maybe you're driving down the highway, you're going to your destination, but you see a sign that says biggest ball of yarn, right? World's biggest ball of yarn. And you're like, hey, I want to see the world's biggest ball of yarn, right? And then you're like, okay, well, let's get off. You don't need to go see it, right? But that would be cool. That would be a cool thing to do. Guess what? That's what our specialty course is for. That's exactly what our specialty courses are for. You don't need them to get to your destination, but it's fun. It's fun. And guess what? Our specialty courses are essentially the same types of courses that all the other educational websites are putting out. They're literally just putting out specialty courses on small segmented topics. Now, we have a full category for that. Specialty, they're fun. There's no direction. There's no path. It literally is just for fun because you want to enjoy and find out more material about that particular category. Unfortunately, other educators and essentially all websites, 99% of websites, just release specialty courses. They do not release curriculums. Every single course you buy does not relate to the next course that you buy. You buy a course on block chords, then you buy a course on McCoy Tyner licks. Those things do not relate in any sort of way. And that was my main problem when I was growing up, and I hated it. I hated it with a passion. I still hate it. And my goal, my mission, by building Jazz Piano School, is to teach you guys with structure, direction, and a path, okay, that you can feel confident about and take to achieve your jazz piano dream. And guess what? When you know where you are and you know where you want to get to on a map and you see the path, you see the road, guess what? How much easier does it become to get to your point, to get to your destination? All you got to do is drive. That's it. All you got to do is drive. And then, like I said, you got to stop off, fill up, refill the gas. That's the lab area that we have. Make small little tweaks, okay, and upgrades. Then you get back on the highway, you go. Now let me lay out a different scenario. I don't give you a map. I drop you in the middle of the woods. You have no idea where you are. I drop you in the middle of the woods blindfolded. You have no idea where you are. And then I tell you, okay, I want you to get out of these woods and travel 2,000 miles to this destination. Can you imagine trying to do that? Like, literally impossible. Literally. Like, I mean, it's like crazy. And like, all this is done blindfolded. Like, you don't know where you are. You don't know where you're going, right? I don't give you a specific location. I just tell you, like, okay, you got to like travel in that direction, right? How are you going to do that? You can't. All right. Enough of my rant. But anyway, Jazz Piano School is set up, and I'm so excited for 3.0 through all the upgrades, all the features, the community, my amazing team. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. People have been asking about pricing, about what's included, all that stuff. Don't worry. Don't worry. Okay. The best thing for you to do is go to jazzpianoschool.com, go to the homepage, click on the click here to learn more button, get on our waiting list because we're closed. If you get on that waiting list, you will get all of the details sent to you. All right. And if you don't, email us because we'll send them to you. Sometimes the email providers, don't send the emails for some reason. Sometimes people don't get them. People email us. We forward the email, the URL to the info page, and everything's gravy. Okay. But get on that email list. Get on our email list. You will get all the details to the launch. Everything, pricing, info, what comes with it. You know, what are the benefits? What's included? All that good stuff. All right. And like I said, it's going to be 4 days, ridiculous discounts, first of all, off our pricing structure, okay? Ridiculous. And then bonuses on top of that, plus all of the upgrades, features, everything that we've changed inside to make this platform top-notch, quality, Ferrari, Lamborghini status of Jazz Piano School, okay? It's literally Disneyland. It's amazing, but you have a path. You have a structure that will bring you through every single piece of material that you need to achieve your jazz piano dream. All right? I'm going to keep plugging this because it's an amazing opportunity for anybody, everybody. But in this particular podcast episode, Sterling, one of our amazing educators, is going to be talking about building your bebop repertoire list, okay? And so how to do that. It's going to be a practice tip. It's really, really cool. This is actually taken from inside the members area, inside our practice workouts area. So you're going to get a practice tip. You can use that. You can use it to build your repertoire list of your bebop lines and different types of bebop movements. It's going to be really, really beneficial. I absolutely love this podcast. So with that being said, let's dive right in. Here we go.
Hey everybody, this is Sterling. Welcome to this practice tip. Today we're talking tunes. Now, tunes are an essential part of becoming a complete jazz musician. Obviously our repertoire is based on standard tunes, tunes that make up the jazz tradition, tunes that come from musicals, dating all the way back to the 20s and 30s. And everything in between, you know, swing tunes, jazz standards written by jazz greats like Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock. There's so many amazing tunes out there, and it's a great way to develop your musicianship and add to your list of skills. So when people sometimes ask me, you know, Sterling, what should I be practicing? I'm kind of running out of things to work on. And I usually respond with, well, how's your tune list coming? You know, what tunes are you working on these days? Because there's all kinds of tunes out there. There's major tunes, minor tunes, Latin tunes, funk tunes, modal tunes, all kinds of different styles of tunes that have different sets of skills that come along with them. So a great place to start, which I would recommend that everyone do, is just make a complete repertoire list. Make a list of all the tunes that you know. It might be 10 tunes, it might be 20 tunes, it might be 100 tunes. If you know over 100 tunes, great. That's awesome. Learn more. There's thousands of amazing tunes out there. There are tunes that I get called, you know, people call on me that I just never heard of before, and they turn out to be an amazing, you know, amazing piece of music. There's some really great, you know, Antonio Carlos Jobim tunes, you know, everyone's heard of, you know, Corcovado and How Insensitive, tunes like that, but there's also really great other tunes that he wrote that a lot of people just don't know, mainly because they weren't as popular as those tunes. So I highly encourage you to dig into his repertoire, but there's a lot of great composers out there. Over the course of the history, even just the 20th century alone, there's amazing composers to check out, and we'll be talking about some more of those today. But the first place to start is create a repertoire list, right? So how many tunes do you know? And once you start to add to your list, I tend to be a pretty organized person, so I like to organize them into styles. So in terms of a jazz repertoire list, what I would recommend is separate it into styles such as jazz standards, you know, or sorry, standard tunes. So these are tunes that come from musicals, tunes like If I Were a Bell, tunes like if It Could Happen to You, other tunes like A Foggy Day, all of these tunes that come from, you know, the 20s all the way to the mid-50s or even as far as 1960. A lot of these tunes are part of the standard repertoire, and that'll comprise a lot of your list. Now, next, we get into kind of more of a jazz-centric category, so like, how many blueses do you know? That's a great question. You know, blueses like Blue Monk. That's a great blues, Thelonious Monk tune. Another Monk tune, Straight No Chaser. So you can also group these tunes by composer. How many blueses by Monk do you know? Charlie Parker tunes, great resource. You know, you got tunes like Barbados. So that's a great blues to check out. More maybe when people might be more familiar with is Now's the Time. And so Charlie Parker's got a lot of great blueses. A lot of great contrafacts as well, meaning tunes that were written over other changes, such as Anthropology, you know, great rhythm changes tune, tune written over the chord changes to I've Got Rhythm. And so that would be our next category that leads us into rhythm changes. So how many rhythm changes are you familiar with? Anthropology is a good one. I've Got Rhythm is definitely up there on that list. But then you've got other tunes such as Dexterity. Thad Jones has a rhythm changes called The Little Pixie. So there's a lot of great rhythm changes out there that you can add to your list. So we've covered blues, rhythm changes. We've got standards. Now that takes us into jazz standards. So that is really where we expand our repertoire past the typical musical numbers of older standards into the new era of, 1950s all the way through the 60s into the modern era of tunes. So we've got tunes like Herbie Hancock, Dolphin Dance. It's definitely a more advanced jazz standard that's very worth checking out. Dolphin Dance. Let's see. Other jazz standards include Bolivia, Cedar Walton, another great composer to check out. He played with the Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Cedar Walton wrote a lot of amazing tunes. Bolivia being one of the most commonly played. Tunes like Hindsight, Clockwise, Turquoise Twice. Cedar Walton has some amazing tunes. I highly recommend you check them out and maybe add them to your repertoire list. But those would categorize as jazz standards. So I tend to like to differentiate between standards pre-1950 and then jazz standards post-1950. Because if I play a tune like... if I play a standard tune like Have You Met Miss Jones... improvise on that in a certain style, but if I'm playing, a more modern type of tune that's a jazz standard, such as Bolivia, I've got like this kind of modal section in the beginning. Or 16 bars of G7 sus, just an open chord. You're not going to see that in a standard tune like Have You Met Miss Jones. So in my opinion, that's why it's great to add a whole second category of jazz standards. So Bolivia, Dolphin Dance is a great one. Wayne Shorter tunes like Yes or No, Infinize. A lot of tunes played by the Miles Davis Second Great Quintet are good to check out. Tunes like... Let's see, Second Great Quintet, we're talking about the album like Four and More, where they play some standards, but they also play some tunes like The Prince of Darkness, a pretty avant-garde Miles Davis tune. So a lot of more modern tunes on records like that. But in terms of just a repertoire list, you want to think of tunes that you'd be playing with people. So it's great to reach for jazz standards that you enjoy listening to. But how many tunes do you know? How many tunes are on your list? It's great to keep adding to that. And when you have a tune on your list, you want to kind of think, how well have I mastered this tune, right? Is this a tune, first of all, do I have it memorized? Second of all, can I improvise over it? And if so, how comfortable am I improvising on it? So that's a good criteria to kind of think about when you're adding tunes to your repertoire list. If you're not quite sure of it, maybe you can put a little asterisk next to it like, okay, I'm still working on this tune, but I'm trying to add it to the list. So that's a great way to kind of fuel your practice regimen, right? If there are a couple tunes that you're still kind of on the fence about, you maybe want to hit those kind of hard this week and practice those. And then there's always learning new tunes. So maybe you have a list of tunes that you want to learn. So I've actually got two lists going. I've got a repertoire list of tunes that I know and that I'm really comfortable with. And then I have a second list of tunes that I want to learn. So that includes maybe tunes I hear on recordings that I hear people play, or if somebody calls a tune on me in a session, I'll say, oh man, I don't know that one, but I'll try to get it next time. And if I don't know it next time and they call it on me again, well then I really need to know it. So That's a great way to increase your repertoire and focus on tunes that, you know, are commonly played that you can add to your list, so that next time you head to a session, you've got a whole array of tunes that you're ready to call from. There's always that moment of, oh, what tune should we play next, right? And if you have a list in your pocket, it really helps to, you know, keep things interesting, not be playing the same tunes every week, and gives you a lot of stuff to work on. So that's my big tip for repertoire list. It's a great way to augment your repertoire, augment your musicianship, and you'll never run out of things to practice, trust me. And don't even get me started on playing tunes in other keys. That's for another day, practice tip for another day. So I hope to see you next time. I hope you enjoyed this practice tip, and happy shedding.